It's now a year since more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls were abducted by Islamist militants. The teenagers haven't been seen since Boko Haram released a video message in May last year showing about 100 of the girls in Muslim dress and reciting verses of the Quran. But in a new report released today, Amnesty International says the group has actually kidnapped at least 2,000 women and girls since the beginning of last year. Barney Porter reports.
Almost 300 girls were taken from Chibok in the northeastern state of Borno. Dozens escaped, but 219 are still missing. One of them is Hawa Sadiq's sister.
The last time I've made call to her, she told me that she came to my house after she wrote her paper. The next day we heard that Boko Haram packed them. My sister, she didn't have problem. She's very nice. And I can say she's good too.
She says each day presents a fresh challenge.
Before we used to eat together, but now she's no more. We are eating without her. It's very painful.
Boko Haram's leader has previously said all the girls have been married off. A senior Nigerian military source has said they've been split into three or four groups and held at different militant camps. Nigeria's military has also previously said it knows where the girls are, but it's ruled out a rescue operation as being too dangerous. Overnight, a resident of the northeastern town of Gwoza told the BBC she saw some of the girls as recently as 3 weeks ago as they left a house close to her home.
We just saw them being brought out of the house and taken away. We asked them what had happened, and they said a plane had dropped a bomb on them, and some of the sisters were injured and were being taken to the hospital.
But while there's no official trace of the girls, a new report suggests the problem of abductions is more widespread. Amnesty International has accused Boko Haram of kidnapping at least 2,000 women and girls since the beginning of last year and forcing some of the victims to take part in attacks against their own towns and villages. Daniel Eyre is a researcher with Amnesty.
Well, one girl I spoke to, who's 19 years old, she told me that she'd been trained how to use a gun. She'd also been trained in the use of explosives and then actually been taken by Boko Haram on an attack against her own village.
Mr. Eyre also says the evidence suggests the militants have imposed their own civil code on regions they control.
Well, we're starting to get testimony from people that have escaped these areas, and they're telling us that Boko Haram is brutally enforcing a set of rules on civilians there. One boy told me about how he was forced to participate in the stoning of 10 people only because they've been accused of adultery.
The United Nations Children's Fund has also released a report to mark the anniversary of the schoolgirl kidnappings. It says 800,000 of the 1.5 million people displaced by Boko Haram violence are children. And there have been other events, including marches, prayers and vigils, to mark the girls' 12 months in captivity. Activists from the Bring Back Our Girls campaign held a march in the capital, Abuja.
We ought to have protected them. We failed them. Each and every one of us, we failed them. And the next best thing that we ought to have done is to have rescued them. And up till now, we have not done that. And that's a shame for this country and the world as a whole.
Our Chibok girls will remain an open sore on the conscience of our nation. That when it mattered most, many turned their backs on our Chibok girls.
You know, the time starts. You're in pain that you don't even, to the extent that you don't say a word. We have talked and talked and talked and talked for 364 days today. So we feel it's time to just go silent and express our pain by being quiet.
Tackling the Boko Haram insurgency is now the responsibility of Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari. The failure of the former leader, Goodluck Jonathan, to rescue the girls created international outrage and was seen as a factor in many Nigerians voting against him. The president-elect has promised to crack down on the militants. Many will be keenly awaiting his first pronouncements on the plight of all the abductees when he officially takes power on May the 29th.
Barney Porter.